Giving hope, walking in the truth, praying for our youth. Heaven bent, supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees, for it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory. Supporting one another, a living faith is what this life promotes. Committed to press on, reaching light, forgiving one another, while staying on our knees. For it's God we aim to please, we are declared victory.
She got FaceTime.
Good morning. Welcome to the Claire Victory. This is Tormy and the Finisher. I'm your greeter this morning. Who's on the line?
Good morning, Deidre, Claire, Santa, Gaga, Andante, Ike, Yuba, Owe, Edith,
good morning, Yvonne. God has your back as well. How are you doing this morning?
Okay.
Great. You have an awesome day. Good to hear you sound this morning.
I love you.
Ooh, I love you too. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Yvonne. Have a lovely Tuesday on today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us come together in unity and rejoice in Him. Amen.
Amen to that. Thank you, Yvonne. Good morning to you. Good to hear your sound as well.
You be blessed, my sister.
Thank you. You too. Praise God. Anyone else just want to call and say good morning? God is good. God is good. Who was
that? He is amazing. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Tarina. Hi, this is Moxie. Good morning, everybody. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We go rejoice and we shall be glad in it, y'all. Let's go.
That's right. That's right. Good morning, Moxie. You doing better?
Oh, God, yes. I feel a little better. But still keep me lifting you guys with my for my healing in my body. Thank you.
Okay, will do. Will
Thank
do.
You so much. Yes.
Love you.
Actually, I'm claiming it, y'all. I'm healed.
That's
so
right. That's right. Come
I'm
on,
healed.
Girl. Come on.
Let's keep it real. Like, I'm going to keep it real.
Dark.
I'm walking around. I say, I'm tired of this. I want to hold on because I know people want to say good morning. But I'm walking around saying I'm healed through this pain. I'm healed. I'm claiming it. I'm healed.
Yes. The finished work of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, He did. He took every sickness and disease on the cross and rose again with all power
he
in
did
his hand.
That.
Come on.
He did that. He did that.
Don't give me a fight this morning, too. Well, just
good morning. This is wonderful Wanda. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
And Moxie, you something else. You say, forget that. I'm healed.
You feel me? No fool will walk through. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not about to walk through. Please pray for me. I want our prayers, but I'm healed. Okay? You know?
Right.
Yes,
come
are.
On, let's believe it. We agree with you. I said what I said. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Come on, Moxie. Good morning, everybody. That's what I'm talking about. Triumphant Tuesday. Let's do it. Speak those things that aren't as they were in Jesus and see them come to pass real fast in Jesus' name. Amen. I love God. I don't know about y'all, but I love God. Have a great day.
Have a great day, Shell.
Amen. Amen. Great morning, everybody. This is Brianna the Backer. Happy Tuesday.
Brianna the Backer, good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. That's right. We triumph. We shall declare victory over here this morning. Who wants to join a call and say good morning?
Good morning. This is Dedicated Denise. Happy Triumphant Tuesday. And I'm in agreement. I'm healed too. Amen.
Amen.
It's already done.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Stand in agreement with you. Come on, man. Are you there? Good morning to you. We love to hear your sound this morning. Come on, brothers.
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Good morning to you, Kevin. Good to hear your sound.
Morning, good morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Before I get started, do we have any first-time callers who want to say good morning? Any first-time callers? Anyone that has not said good morning before? Let's hear your sound. Okay, let's get started this morning with the hosting. I need everyone to please check your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. Let's get it on. Hello, my name is Tarina the Phoenician, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We're a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip in your walk with Christ. Be sure and join us during the month of May, where our theme is entitled Assurance of Salvation. Each declare will focus on the security and confidence that the body of Christ has through our relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Be sure to invite a friend. You're going to be blessed too. There is one announcement today, TNT Bible Studies tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the teaching from Pastor LaBelle Jones. It will definitely enrich your spirit. There is no prayer request submitted by the app. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise, Brianna. Declaration is brought by Dion. And then we go right in closing comments hosted by Declare. I repeat, prayer and corporate praise, Brianna. Declaration, Dion. Then we go right into closing comments hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is from Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself bereaves witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until it starts to come off mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer warrior, Brianna. Everyone, please have a blessed and awesome day. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, for this triumphant Tuesday. Family, let's go to the Father this morning. Let's enter his gates with thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning, healthy in our mind and in our bodies. We thank you, Lord God, for the hearing of each other's sound, Lord God, to know that we are all here, that we all made the wake-up list. We thank you, Father, for the activity of our limbs. We thank you, Father, that even with the feeling of the pain, we can proclaim and know that Jesus has already died for our healing. So we thank you, Lord God, for healing on this morning. We thank you for waking us up in our right mind, Lord. We thank you for another day in the land of the living, for we know that because we are here, there is another opportunity to serve you. There's another opportunity to get this thing right. There's another opportunity to be a blessing to somebody. There's another opportunity, Lord God, to call on your name. There's another opportunity, Lord, to exalt you. So we thank you, Father, on today that you saw fit to open up our eyes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, on today that you have blessed us, Lord God, to send us out into the marketplace and the places in that we call jobs, Lord, but we know that it is still a ministry. We thank you, Lord God, on today for you being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank you, King of Glory, on today for being Jehovah Rapha, that our bodies, Lord God, our minds, our marriages, our finances, Lord God, and everything pertaining to us is healed. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Tissanu, the God of our righteousness, Lord God, that we are in right standing with you on today. We thank you for being the God of our worth and our value, that no man can ever place a value on us, Lord God, but it is you who have called us the apple of your eye. It is you who have called us and said that we are more precious than rubies, Lord God. It is you that have made us fearfully and wonderfully. So we thank you on today. We thank you for your breath being in our lungs, that we can speak and decree a thing, Lord God, knowing that it shall be established in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that we are fully trusted and outfitted in the full armor of God today, Lord, that as you are sending us out to the battle with Lord God in this day, that we will have the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness to cover our chest and the belt of truth that girds our loins, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the shield of faith, which quenches every single fiery dart of the enemy. And most importantly, Lord, we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that our words are weapons. We thank you that your word that we speak, Lord God, is a weapon, and that we stand from the place of victory, Lord God, knowing that if you've already overcome this world, so have we. We thank you, Lord God, for being Ebenezer, our stone of help on today, that no matter what may come our way, what may present as a problem, what may be what the enemy may try to use to deceive or to trick us, Lord God, you are our help. We thank you that you are the strong tower that we can run into and we are kept safe. We thank you, Lord God, on today that we will see miracles, signs, and wonders. We thank you for this triumphant Tuesday that we can get up and declare such a thing, knowing, Lord God, that we will see triumph in all things. We thank you, Lord God, and speak triumph even over our jobs and the schools that our children go to. We thank you and speak triumph in the life of the administrators and the principals, the teachers, and all those who will steward over our children while they are out, Lord God. We speak triumph, Lord God, over those who we come in contact with at each point and every point of this day. Father, we thank you. We thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear on today, Lord God. We thank you for placing on our hearts today, Lord, people to pray for, people who are in need, Lord God, knowing that we know that the answer is Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. We thank you for your blood shed on the cross. We thank you for your perfect blood that speaks for us and that fights for us on today and every day. We thank you that your blood speaks better things than our bodies that may have spoke pain, or our minds that may be speaking confusion or downcast. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds today. We thank you, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children before they leave for school. We plead the blood of Jesus over our husbands and our wives. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over ourselves. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over our health and over our bank accounts and over our cars. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything pertaining to us, that it will be kept safe, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for being Jehovah Shalom this morning, Lord, that nothing is missing, nothing is lacking, and nothing is broken in you. We thank you, Jesus, for being the answer, for being the solution to the problem. We thank you this morning, Lord, for being the God who was and is to come. So we know that even standing right now where we are in the present day, we may be looking at something, Lord God, that doesn't look fun, that doesn't look nice, that doesn't look easy. But we know, Lord God, that because you are already standing at the solution, that we can surrender a thing to you, Lord God, and knowing that you are the answer. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for being the strong tower that we can run into and be kept safe. We thank you that we are abiding under the shadow, Lord God, of the Almighty on today. We thank you. Father, we thank you because we know it's already done. On this triumphant Tuesday, Lord God, we come with a heart posture of thanksgiving because we know it is already done. We thank you, Father, for Mona Moxie this morning, who proclaimed that there is healing in her body. And we stand in agreement, Lord, because your word says that her faith has made her whole. We thank you, Father, for everybody else who, though there were no prayer requests, Lord, we thank you for maybe the prayer requests that are on their hearts and on their minds, for those who maybe couldn't make the call this morning because of things that they have going on. Lord God, we thank you that you are there with them. We stand in the gap and in agreement with our brothers and sisters, Lord God, who are on the front lines and in battles, Lord God, this morning. We thank you. We proclaim their healing for them, Lord God. You said, we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So we proclaim and we decree their healing. We decree their single-mindedness, that they would be in their right mind this morning, Lord. We decree peace in their situation. We decree wholeness in their life. We decree health and well-being for them, Lord God. We decree, Lord God, that they will stand tall on today, stand firm in your word and in who you are, that they don't have to have the solution. They don't have to know it all, Lord God, but all they have to do is surrender to you. Father, we thank you that you have a full view over our situation. We thank you, Lord God, that we may be looking at something, but our vision is limited, but we know you, Lord God, have the full view. So we thank you, Lord God, on this triumphant Tuesday that we can surrender to the one true living God who is trustworthy and who is dependable and who is integral and who truly has our back. We thank you, Father. Lord God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus and come together and ask that you would touch the declarer and not just Dion as she speaks today, but everybody who will speak on this subject, Lord God, of assurance of salvation. We thank you, Lord God, that we have we can come together, Lord God, and hear the declarers as you speak through them, Lord God, that we can know that we have assurance and our salvation of you, Father. We thank you. We pray, Lord God, that as we listen throughout this week and out this month, Lord God, that we would not be ashamed of the gospel, for we know that it is the salvation unto those who believe. We thank you and pray that you would, that the soil of our hearts, Lord God, would favor the seeds that are being planted in us in this month and every month thereafter. And Father, we just as we take our phones off mute and come into a corporate praise, Lord God, we again come with the heart posture of thanksgiving because we know whatever it is that's on our hearts is already done. Jesus, so we thank you, Lord God, again for being God Almighty. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being the God of our
We thank you, Lord God, that we even have faith in you. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that you are God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for comfort and peace. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We can never say thank you enough, but Lord, we will never stop thanking you. Father, we thank you, and we cover the woman of God as she comes to give the word of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the calling on her life. Lord, we pray a covering and a special blessing over her and her children. Lord God, we thank you that you are the God of their peace and of their comfort and of their restoration. We thank you because we know, Lord God, that if we don't know anything else, that you are a merciful, loving, caring God. So we can stand in the place of agreement with what heaven has already said about our lives, that we don't come from a place of asking or of begging, but from the place as your daughters and your sons, as your heirs and your heiresses, Lord God, saying, thank you, Father, already. And so, Lord God, I thank you for this day. I ask that you would decrease her so that you would increase yourself in her. I pray, Lord God, that you would soften the heart of your children right now, that we would be ready to receive the word of the Lord today. We thank you, Lord, that as you send us out into today, that we will touch somebody. We will be a blessing for somebody. There is somebody that you've lined up on today for us to speak a word to be kind to pray for, to love on. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have commissioned us and sent us forward on today. And Father, it's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus that we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I pass the call to the declarer and just want to remind everyone to please make sure that your phone is on mute. Dion, the call is on you.
Amen, amen, and amen again. How phenomenal is that? One of the dopest things ever is to watch people move out, walk into what it is that God is calling them to. So thank you this morning for your prayer. Thank you to all of you who lended your voice and your sound to corporate prayer and to praise. I appreciate you and Trina. Thank you for graciously hosting and greeting us. It is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I want to publicly thank Pretty for assisting on yesterday and jumping in lieu of Pierre Robinson. Thank you, sis, for being the also ready at all times. Amen, amen, and amen. This is the first time I've shared on a Tuesday this year. I'll just say this year. But it is also the first time, I believe, this year that I will share consecutively on today as well as tomorrow. I'll do a part one and a part two. I am praying that everyone is well and growing and contending for the faith. I have two really quick reminders for those of you that are going to the convocation July 22nd through the 26th. Please, ma'am, please, sir, make sure you secure your hotel rooms as the block of spaces is dwindling swiftly. I'm not even sure really how many rooms are left, but if in fact you are planning on attending the convocation and or slash the ordination, please make sure that you have secured your hotel rooms. Everything else, I think, should be fine, but I just wanted to remind you. For those that have already confirmed, I just want to tell you thank you for your constant encouragement, your prayers, your support. Thank you for thank you for holding my arms up on each side. I appreciate you more than you know. All right, enough of that business. We are still talking about assurance of salvation. This is one of those pinnacle pieces of the hows and the whys of what we do, how we do it. Concerning our growth and our maturity in the faith. I want to say this out loud, Bree. I'm super excited about what God is doing, has done, and will continue to do with your yes. Just listening to you pray made my little heart smile. Yeah. In such a short period of time, you'd be surprised at what a fresh yes every day begins to sound like, and how that it will shift the trajectory of not just your life, but the lives that God has assigned you to with intentionality. And for real, it just requires, okay, I don't know particularly where I'm going or what's about to happen, but what I do have is a hard, fresh yes. And so I want to encourage us, and I'm talking about everybody connected to the line. I want to encourage you to find your yes, to sit in it. And once you sit in it, then stand up in it. Once you stand up in it, start walking in it. And once you start walking in it, after a while, you'll mess around and get a little trot in your spirit. Amen. And after a while, you'll break forth with running in identity. The more we begin to find our footing in assurance of salvation. Well, I'm sure you guys have read the digital tabloids and heard the all of the ruckus and commotion and uproar with regard to Keon Henderson. You guys know I'm not really a Larry Reed Live type, but I just want to bring to our attention the vices and the tricks and the lures of the enemy. It's kind of like that book called The Bait of Satan. It's an amazing, amazing read. Christine, will you text me what the author's name is? I know it, but I'm having a whole brain freeze right now because I didn't intend on talking about it. When it comes to assurance, especially in the cultural climate that we stand in today, the enemy, because he is the prince of the air, and because we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against wickedness and dark powers and high places, because media is the waves of the air, we have to be super duper attentive. We have to be extremely deliberate in how that we approach things. We have to be not just intentional, but we have to tread very lightly, as the enemy's job by all means is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I'm still talking about assurance of salvation, I promise. But because the enemy's time is late, and because the hour itself is spent, any and everything that can be done to confuse, to afflict, to create conflict, to convolute or dilute the truth of the word of God concerning your destiny, that the enemy can do by any and all means, not only will he do it, but he has to do it swiftly. And one of the things that I've learned, and I guess of sorts, especially as it relates to online jesting, I'll call it, apologetics is probably one of my methodologies when it comes to evangelism and or discipleship. And I promise I'm still talking about assurance of salvation here. But what you start to see, especially with people who are either overexposed to a Pharisaic theology or the legalistic idea of who and what God is, contingent upon what your spiritual background is, there are so many delusions and you know, who's to say, listen, how about this? Who's to say my existence is not delusional? Who's to say my idea, my theory, my concepts doctrinally? And I'm sure there are people on the line that have questions and interrogate in their minds the liberty that I stand in based on how I perceive, understand, and digest the truth of the Word of God for my life. You can always tell the level of freedom or the lack thereof of freedom, and we'll go into some definitions and some ideas with regard to assurance of salvation. I want to focus on that word salvation this morning. In order for you to be concrete about what something is, in most cases you have to know what it is not. I began this thought with the idea that Keon Henderson rebuked a young lady, when in fact he didn't rebuke the young lady at all. She just happens to be standing confronted with the fact that he spoke to a spirit. Now, everybody may not get it. Everybody may not agree. I don't care. This is just what I perceived in the spirit. It's no different than how the word presented it when the disciples were walking and the woman was crying out behind them. And she was rebuked. It wasn't rebuking her. It was rebuking what was in her. We're still talking about assurance of salvation. The enemy would, if he could, pick to such a degree that it would make people start to question not just theory and theology, but methodology and approach. I mean, people are literally arguing, blood-curdling, arguing about a subtle rebuke, in my opinion. I grew up, we got whole entire checked and checked loud in front of whosoever. Honey, you got gotten together, be it in Baptist church, be it in the Pentecostal realm, or Church of God in Christ experience and exposure. It didn't matter denominationally. Things that were out of order were always brought subject to whoever the authority is. And the reality is, depending on how you were raised and how you were introduced to not just salvation, but even the idea of honor and respect and reverence for leadership and or authority. It was just certain stuff you did not do. Still talking about assurance of salvation, I promise you. There are things that transpire in both the natural and the spirit that start to create a line of demarcation. Some of those things, again, the wheat and the tare grow together, right? Just because you say that you are a believer or a quote-unquote Christian does not mean that you bear the fruit thereof. Does not mean that you resemble the heart of the Father. Does not mean that you grasp, and I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care how many even certificates that you get. Really, the difference is the heart posture. The difference is the revelation of who you are through the eyes of how Christ sees you. Let's do this. Let's go to the Word of God real quick, and then we'll break it down just a little bit further. As I was studying this morning, if you want to, you can turn there, or you can simply write this particular passage down, Isaiah 32 and 17. Isaiah 32 and 17. And it says, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. As I begin to really kind of contemplate the approach to doing a whole two-part idea, I started to do just a word study, right? Salvation, or the Hebrew definition is soteria, right? The Greek word definition is soteria, right? From the word soter, right? Savior in turn from, or sozo, to save, to rescue, to deliver. From an in-depth discussion of the related terms, soter or sozo, it describes the rescue or deliverance from danger, destruction, and peril. Salvation is a broader term in the Greek than we often think in the English term, right? Other concepts that are inherent of sotera include restoration to a state of safety, of soundness, of health and well-being, well as preservation from danger and or destruction, right? It is so important that we understand what it is in affect or thought process in a forward tense, but it is also important to know what it is not, right? Again, because there are the wheat and the tare grow together, somebody mute, because there are lines of demarcation in the natural and the spirit, you can tell a tree by the fruit that it bears. You can tell a tree by the life that it brings forth, right? There are so many things happening in the natural and the spirit, building and developing, cultivating a relationship with Christ as to reflect the heart of the Master. You have to know what salvation is not. We know salvation is not damnation. Anybody that is, and I'm saying this because if you pay attention, you know, you read enough stuff, you hear enough stuff, you listen to enough stuff. Do y'all know, I think just in this year, we probably been sent about 25 public folks, I'm exaggerating with the number, straight to hell based on a sound bite. I'm saying this for a reason, right? Because you have to have a relationship with
not just with Jesus, but you have to have a relationship with the Word of God, with the truth of God, with the Holy Spirit, so that you aren't deceived in this hour by common commentary, right? Because people are just getting started. It's going to get worse, and you don't know where you headed. You got to kind of be prepared for it in the process. People will, honey, argue you down in a set of comments because you don't agree with them. We're still talking about assurance of salvation. As time goes on and things begin to shift in the earth realm to the degree that perhaps you may not have a digital access to a Bible, you may not be able to just Google it. You might have to have this word hidden in your heart in such a way that you have to know what salvation is not, so that you can be concrete and or cemented in what the truth is. So it is not damnation. It is not destruction. It is not loss or desolation. It is not endangerment or harm or geared toward a downfall. It is not extermination or waste or injury or danger, right? It is not dilapidation or fatality or fetters or massacre or mincemeat. It is not annihilation or apocalyptic. It is not attack, right? When we operate from a place of what the word says based on Isaiah 32 and 17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, right? And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. There are certain things that happen through assurance of salvation. We call it emotional intelligence. And that's cool. That's a wonderful definition. It's a wonderful descriptive. But the reality is, assurance of salvation is like the believer's EI, right? Assurance of salvation is a quiet, unspoken confidence that lets you know that some things aren't worth entertaining. Some things aren't worth being consumed by. Some things aren't worth being emotional by, because you understand that at the end of the day, you are already cemented in the truth of who God says you are, right? As we go into this world, and when I mentioned even the idea or the thought process of apologetics, listen, we are living in the day my grandmother used to say back in the day, well, Jesus soon to return. Well, Grandma, that was 50 years ago. Here I am at 52. You gone on to be with the Lord, and now here I am repeating that same phrase. The only difference is technology. The only difference is the time and dispensation is chronos, the thing that God created to sit us in. But we're walking into a time and a season where if you're not careful, even when we read these Bible descriptives and or definitions, if you don't pay attention even to some of the translations, the translations are not what was the original content or context of the Word of God. Dion, why are you saying all of this? Because it goes back to Christina. Did you send me that debate statement? I know you did. Let me just look. Amen. No, not that. I need debate of Satan author. Thank you, Ramona. John Bevere. Bevere, B-E-V-E-R-E. It's a wonderful, wonderful read. It's a wonderful, wonderful read. And as I kind of observed and in some cases engaged in some of the conversation with, depending on what the, you know, we were just having very, I'm very light in my comments unless you come. You know, if you come, I'm going to send you back. Nevertheless, I do it with as much love and grace as I can, because it's what I'm called to do. No different than if I were to engage in a regular conversation. It's still the same context for me, that at the end of the day, Christ, Him crucified, and He loves you. He loves you more than the ideas or the theories that we have. We're still talking about assurance of salvation. As we go into these days where break room conversations might turn left or as for me, I used to always get in trouble at my corporate jobs. It was either for having a conversation that the context or the content surrounded who Jesus is, who he was, or some of the prayer meetings and things that the Lord would have me to have, or some of the people that I was able to walk into, not just accepting Christ, but man, in many cases, they would walk off the job literally after 2 or 3 days of just evangelizing or discipling or witnessing to not just with words, but with the word. We're talking about assurance of salvation. There are certain things. People are hungry for the truth. People are hungry for a different level and different layers of knowledge. People are sick and tired of surface and superficial understandings. They're tired of quote unquote the excuse of church hurt. People don't care about that. They just want to be free. You'd be surprised at the power you house and host in your mouth when your confidence has come into congruent agreement with what heaven is saying about you in an effort to establish the truth in love, right? In an effort to solidify that faith is the substance of things hoped for, but there's always evidence of that which we do not see. But without that assurance, without knowing and understanding what not only salvation but assurance is not, without understanding those elements, it's hard to paint a picture with your life, not just with your words. Because if I'm not mistaken, people are tired of just your words now right up and through here. People are sick and tired and frustrated with hearing, quote unquote, the gospel preached, but not seeing the gospel lived. The assurance of salvation starts to shift your footing, right? It starts to make you a little bit mindful. The Bible says, let not your good be spoken evil of. Like there are certain things that we do as believers where that we make sure that our life is aligning with what God said. Our yes and our noted idea that we are not just saved, but we're saved by grace through faith, right? God has brought us into a great body of believers in an effort to take us, to launch us into places that others may not go. There are places that Ramona can go that, well, they probably will receive, because y'all know I'm a little special, right? Or I'll say, there are places maybe that I can go that Brother Jeff can't go. There are places maybe I can go that perhaps, or I can't go that maybe Cynthia can go. There are places maybe that I can't go that Diane could go. Every single one of us have to get that that concrete, that cemented idea of who we are through the eyes and the mind of Christ in an effort to reach and teach and evangelize and disciple those which are lost. But until you know who you are in him, it is almost impossible to have to even germinate or create the opportunities to have these conversations, to talk about what salvation is, right? And to clarify what it is not, that assurance of it, right? That confidence. People have confused salvation with self-righteousness. People have confused the idea of salvation with just all of a sudden, everything not only changes, and it does, but it does not. Well, for some people, it happens overnight. Some people, the conversion is different, right? The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That assurance and getting the word buried into your heart, that's the thing that starts to solidify that not only are you his, but that nothing can pluck you out of his hand. Nothing can draw you out of the truth. It's kind of like this. You guys have heard me say over and over and over again, I've had through my walk kaleidoscope moments. You remember, especially for those of us that are 50 plus, I remember being a little girl, and I loved a good kaleidoscope because I'm a creative. That every single time you shift that little circle thing around that cardboard tube, all those pieces fall, and they got those little mirrors inside, and they reflect the colorful, bright pieces on several different sides. And every time you turn it, the picture never, ever remains the same. And once you have one picture, it never happens again. That's what happens when assurance starts to set in. That's what happens when your confidence and your competence in the truth of the Word of God starts to take hold of your life. That's what happens when you start to say, not my will, but thy will be done. That's what happens. And get this, synonyms for salvation are rescue and redemption, deliverance and preservation, saving and salvaging, conserving and emancipating, liberation and redemption, extraction and rebirth, favor and release, right? Lifeline and preserver, recovery and rescue, deliverer and safekeeping, savior, Jesus, reclamation, freedom, keeping, right? Protection. Salvation is so many affirming words, so many words that wrap us up and pull us in and lift us up and keep us there. Everything about the assurance of that salvation, it builds. Everything about assurance of salvation, it carries us across. It fills empty spaces. It gives us guidance and direction. But if you notice, everything opposite of assurance tears down, it belittles, it makes small. When you start to consider where you are and what your footing is as it relates to kingdom building and kingdom development and kingdom growing, what you start to ask yourself questions of, is this adding to me or is this taking away from me? We're still talking about assurance of salvation, right? It means that maybe you want to take an extra 10 minutes instead of scrolling to 2 Timothy 2:15. Maybe you want to give yourself a break from that conversation that's going absolutely nowhere and give yourself permission to bow your face or your head or sit and pray, whatever that is, in order to solidify your confidence in this one thing. I have confidence, right? You want to get to a place where your hunger and thirst for righteousness overrides those moments that rob you of everything that is adding to you, everything that is rescuing you or preserving you or saving you or salvaging you, right? It helps you to start to measure and or to judge conversations. I'm not sitting to talk. You're not going to call me and talk about old girl. What does assurance of salvation have to do with gossip? A whole bunch, right? After a while, you start to get so confident in your relationship with the Father that you only want to be connected to things that add to you, not that tear you down, things that affirm you, not that push buttons and belittle you. You want to be connected to things that make sure that your confidence is not just in the Father, but in your ability to reflect Him in such a way that somebody else's life be impacted. Right? Assurance of salvation gives you a different level of confidence in layers. Right? It's certain stuff you just not going, I ain't going for that. You don't get to just tell me that. You don't get to just treat me that kind of way. I don't care who you are. You go away. I'm scared of you. Right? Anything that is going to, here, and I'll just say them again. Let me just read this real quick. The act of delivering from sin, saving from evil, a means of preserving from harm or unpleasantness, the state of being saved or preserved from affliction, saving power, that which saves. And we still just talking about salvation, right? But we want to make sure that the things you start having a conversation with somebody and everything they say to you is negative, or they say one thing and treat you totally differently. We're still talking about assurance of salvation, right? How we live our lives out loud reflects who we say we believe and how we say we believe it. When you have a different confidence or competence, there is no argument about who God is to you, right? That thing starts to stand up in you and throw the glory, the weight of the glory of God around in and through your life. Not, you don't have to do it with intentionality. It just, that's the manifestation of being confident in this God that we say we serve. And as we go out here into the workplace and the marketplace and just our day-to-day lives, where we are influenced by the prince of the air, from the radio to candid conversations sitting in the nail shop, you got to protect your ear gates. You got to protect your eye gates. We've had 579 million scandals. We've been sent half the people to hell. The other people we've been sent to jail. And in real life, it's a whole spiritual war going on. You've got to know what you believe. You've got to be able to, and I'm not saying be argumentative, but you have to have a bit of an apologetic skew if, in fact, you want to engage someone to the place of bringing them into the body of Christ. You gotta at least know some of the stuff that's going on in this word. You gotta know some of the things that make this thing called salvation a real thing, right? You gotta be able to paint a picture with your words. Hopefully something that I said encouraged you to rethink some things. And as we prepare to go into Love, Life, and Victory, right prior to that, we'll go through just our second hosting and greeting, where, of course, we address our men first. Then thereafter, we allow those that may have just come to the call for the first time or perhaps our first time speakers to say something. And then after that, y'all know what we do. We just ali ali us and Fred. So with that being said, blessed is the word of the Lord. If there are any men that are on the line that want to say good morning, good morning, God morning, great morning, men of God.
Hey, y'all. Good morning, family.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if I can be heard.
Hey, yeah, you being heard. We heard you. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, man. Any other men? Any other fellas? Fellas? Amen. If no fellas, are there any first-time callers? Any first-time callers or first-time speakers?
I guess I would be the first-time caller.
Okay. All right. Awesome. What's your name?
Sister Pam.
Hey.
Good morning.
I love
good
you.
Good morning, sweetie. I love you too.
Amen. All right, y'all. Ali Ali Austin Free. Let's do it.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Hey, Sunshine. Good morning.
God bless your heart, Pastor Dion. Pastor Ricky, so good to hear you this morning.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Ricky. Blessings.
Good morning, Pastor Ricky.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Kat. Good morning, sis. Good morning, DJ
hey,
family.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a Leomi, a great decoration.
Amen. Good morning, Mother. Blessings to you. It's good to hear you sounding better.
Thank you. Good to be better.
Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, Mrs. Science.
Uh-oh. Good morning. Who was that? Juanita. Hey, Juanita. Good morning.
Morning.
Who else? I heard like two or three of y'all. Good morning.
I don't know if you heard me, but this is Darcy. And I really appreciated what you said this morning. Hit home. God bless.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Good morning. It's Gigi.
Hey, G. Good morning. Good morning, babe. Anybody else want to say good morning before we go into our discussion?
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Who's that?
It's Christina.
Oh, hey. Amen. Any questions, comments, commentary? We'll walk right into love, life, and victory right quick and have a brief discussion. Again, I'll be sharing again tomorrow, part two. Any questions, comments, commentary?
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
I don't care what the rest of the world decide to do. I made up my mind. I ain't going to turn around. I made up my mind. I love Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, D.
Hey.
Awesome. And thank you for just clarifying stuff because you need to, you know, you need to teach the world, right? Because they don't get it. And like you said, that was a subtle review because you know where I come from and my pastor, you know, there's decent that you have to have order. And if you're not in tune, like when your ears aren't open spiritually, and I always do this disclaimer because people that don't really know me, and like Sheldon said, I don't really care, don't really know my heart and don't know the relationship
right,
that I have. It may not look like it to anybody else, but I know who I am and whose I am. So I can hear differently. So when you hear distractions like that, you know what I'm saying? You know how to go in. Like you said, the way you grew up, that was subtle. And we have to really know that there's order, even on the call sometimes. You're not supposed to overpray the prayer warrior. And then I like how you gently, when we get a little bit off too, you know, you'll say, hey, you'll reel us in. And so that's all it is. But you got to know that you know, and you got to have his word. Like you said, there's going to come a day when we won't have social media and we won't have our phones to get, you know, the word. It has to be in us. And we may not be able to call in on a prayer call. So that's why you got to be ready. And to get ready, got to stay ready. So I love you. And thank you just for reminding us gently that, you know, when you know, if that makes sense. I love you to life. And just thank you for being a blessing.
Amen. When you know, you know. That's all that is. That bait and switch foolishness. Ain't nobody going to argue with you because you don't get it. That's fine. God loves you. He wants you to be saved. Amen. Anybody else? Questions, comments, commentary. Where are men at? Why y'all quiet today?
Anybody else? I'm not a man, but I wanted to.
You don't gotta. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Dion, for your share this morning. I had put in the prayer request, which I think it didn't go through, but I don't know. But anyway, I have been asking for a prayer for a pastor that I grew up with in Illinois, and he is having mental issues. Now, I know this is nothing with Keon. I didn't even know about Keon until last night, and I still didn't really hear it. Or I just kind of saw it on Declare Victory because I was putting in a prayer request, and I just looked on the also on the website or on whatever it was on. I forgot the media part of it. But anyway, my thing was is that if a person is not, you know, right now we are in a time where we don't need to just be condemned. The person is, you know, condemning but my pastor that I was asking for prayer for is having mental issues but has not stepped down from the pulpit.
Oh,
and
wow.
Is bleeding all over these people, you know, and people are walking out in droves and they still are holding services. So, it is really, really bad at this point. And I just, you know, I ask for prayer for him because this is a vital time in our lives now. You know, like, you know, my grandmother say, you know, this is time is winding up and time is winding up. And we cannot continue to follow what the world is doing and saying. We really have to know the word, like you said, for ourselves. And if a person is not giving you the word of God, how could you, you know, say the blind lead the blind, they all fall in the ditch. We cannot continue to follow people if they're not leading and talking about Christ and feeding our spirits so that we can grow as a Christian. And like I said, to know that we are Christians by our love, not by our hate.
Well, I'm definitely praying. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying, keep him in prayer. His name is Leroy Smith Jr.
Amen. Amen. We'll absolutely do it. I'm really sad that there's nobody that can advocate in an effort to have him helped. You know, I mean, because that's, and mental illness is a real thing.
It sure is.
And I don't know if y'all noticed, but people losing, like snapping out, again, assurance of salvation, people snapping out left and right, not having the help necessary to, you know, get to the other side, not having the support system, isolating, undiagnosed, untreated. There are so many people that are undiagnosed, untreated, no different than the little boy that went into the church and attempted to shoot the pastor, but the gun didn't go off. There are other things happening out here. Like, you got to know that you know that you know that you know. It's a real thing. This is not a game. Thank you for sharing that, Swanita, and we are absolutely praying. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Questions, comments, commentary?
I just want to say good morning. This is Kimra.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
Hey. And just more and more, as you know, going on in life and everything, I just really feel like if all else fails as adults and as parents, and a lot of us have been exposed to the word, we've been exposed to this truth for a long time, it's like time is really ticking. I was listening to a message by Priscilla Shirer, and she was reflecting on her cousin's passing. Her cousin passed suddenly in her 30s. And a lot of time we take time for granted as if we know the allotment that God gave us and we don't. You know, you may very well be in your senior years right now, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s. And we spend so much time dancing around if we really are going to say yes or not. Our yes has to be yes. And then the no's have to be no's, because now who's going to teach this next generation? So many churches don't have youth ministry, don't have children ministries. The kids have the whole world at their fingertips with these cell phones being constantly influenced. And who's teaching them how to raise the standard while we're sitting here warm with ourselves, scared to let go and trust God because we haven't forgiven our father for abandoning us, or forgiven our mother for abandoning us, or forgiven that man for divorcing us, or anything like that. It's like we put so many other things on the altar before the Lord, and we're, who's teaching our kids, you know what I'm saying? Who's teaching them how to know the schemes and the devices of the enemy when we're so busy wrestling within ourselves, and we already have the key and the tools to salvation and to victory? That was it. That's all.
Well, go on and throw the mic on the floor then. It's the truth. It's the truth, no argument.
Home run, sister. You hit a home run on that share. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a big deal. This is not a game. And the less you know, the greater the danger of deception, the greater the danger of delusion, the greater the danger of separation, right? It's a process. And you absolutely, positively, you got to know that you know that you know why you believe what you believe.
Thank you.
Amen. Anybody else? Questions, comments, commentary? Anybody?
Thank you, Sheila.
Good morning, Dion.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, this is Lynn. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Celebrating 58 years today. Today's my birthday.
Come on, youngster. Happy birthday.
Say youngster.
Go ahead, Dan.
Hello? Oh, okay. Yeah, it's good to hear you today. I was just speaking on you actually yesterday. Me and my son was talking about some stuff in school and what you're saying about like the generations and what we teach, you know, our children and what they hold on to and how people look. I remember Wardlaw and I think you passed me one day and I was dancing, I was partying in the car, but it wasn't like too short or nothing like that. I was praising. And in the car in the morning, my son is 22 now, and he's on fire for God, and he remembers going to school, going over those sight words, the different things when you got a test, what we're doing in the car, songs coming on, having it, you know, loud, your speakers is rumbling. But it was, you know, praise songs, and this is what he listens to now every single day. Every single day. So it is important what goes into our ears and what goes into our eyes and more so what comes out of our mouth, especially when we're dealing with this youth, the youth, the older people too, but especially the youth, because they are really our future. They are our future.
Yeah, I agree.
So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I love you.
Love you too, babe. Love you too. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Thank you for that share, Lynn. Anybody else? Questions, comments, commentary before we wrap it up. What's today? Tuesday? All right, y'all. Well, listen, you already know what it is. We will not be the dead horse. We'll meet right back here tomorrow morning, same bat station, same bat time. Tomorrow is our fasting day, so make sure that you are reminded, don't eat super early or eat before we jump on this line. I wouldn't if I were you, but we fast tomorrow from 5 to 5, so you had pre-warning. That being said, Father, we thank you for this day, God. We ask, God, that you would cover us and keep us, encourage our hearts and our minds to lean and depend on you and not our own understanding. God, let us be supernaturally aligned with opportunities to be love, light, and salt as we enter into this dark place, God. But more importantly, give us a hunger and thirst, God. Create in us a fresh appetite for the things of the kingdom, for the things of the spirit, God, that we might not just be saved, but that we'd be saved afresh, God. Give us a greater anointing, a deeper revelation, but more importantly, a hunger and a thirst for you that supersedes our flesh, that supersedes our history, that supersedes even our own intellect, that you be lifted up, that you be glorified, and you draw all men unto you. It's in the matchless name of Jesus. We declare it, we decree it. Amen, and God, we bless you. All right, y'all, hear you guys tomorrow. Same bat station, same bat time. Bye, guys.
Have a nice day.
Beautiful day.
Amen. Praise God. Have
later.
A beautiful
day. Have a blessed day, everybody. Love you guys. Have a triumphant Tuesday.
Yes, walk in victory.